The Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, Dr. Dermot Farrell, has told priests in his archdiocese that first Holy Communions and confirmations can go ahead, despite current public health advice that these ceremonies should not be held. Dr. Farrell is the most senior Catholic prelate to come out in favour of holding the ceremonies, following similar statements by six bishops. In a letter to some 200 parishes in the Dublin Archdiocese, Dr. Farrell described the current public health guidelines as discriminatory. Aisling Maloney reports.
Archbishop of Dublin Dermot Farrell said priests in his archdiocese can go ahead with administering sacraments for school children if they consider it safe to do so. Dermot Farrell is the first archbishop to give the go-ahead after several bishops around the country gave their parishes similar advice last week. The current public health advice says that First Holy Communions and confirmations should not take place at this time. Archbishop Dermot Farrell said the guidelines were discriminatory as they were restricted on the grounds that they may lead to social gatherings, but that similar concerns were not applied to sports events or other family occasions. He advised priests that the ceremonies should follow all public health protocols and families should be reminded not to congregate before or after the ceremony. The Archbishop also said it was a matter of profound regret that the government had not engaged with the church on this issue.
Representatives of the Irish Restaurants Association will meet government officials today to press for a further easing of public health restrictions in the sector. The meeting comes as the chief medical officer warned the public against dropping their guard and running the risk of increased COVID cases. Kate Carlan reports.
Extending closing hours and increasing the pool of people allowed to dine indoors will be top of the agenda for representatives of the Irish Restaurants Association at their meeting with government officials today. The association wants the current closing time of 11:30 to be extended from September, along with the introduction of antigen and PCR testing that would allow unvaccinated people with a negative test to avail of indoor dining. The chief executive of the association, Adrian Cummins, is hopeful that a timeline can be developed, which will set out how the restrictions can be gradually eased over the coming weeks. The meeting comes as the chief medical officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, calls for greater vigilance among the public to follow public health advice. Dr. Houlihan said outbreaks of the infection associated with symptomatic people attending gatherings are being reported, and he urged people to stay at home if they have any symptoms. It's expected that the National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET, will convene today to discuss the current path of the virus. The Cabinet Committee on COVID-19 are due to hold a video conference on Friday to discuss the situation.
Yesterday, the Department of Health reported 1,015 new cases of the virus. Of the 178 people being treated in hospital with the infection, 29 are in intensive care. In Northern Ireland, the authorities there have confirmed six further deaths of people with COVID and a further 1,082 cases of the virus in the past 24 hours. Legal experts at Trinity College Dublin have called on the government to clarify its relationship with the National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET, and to explain the decision-making process for public health restrictions. In a report examining decisions made during the pandemic, the COVID-19 Law and Human Rights Observatory at Trinity pinpoint a significant lack of transparency in many key decisions made by government. Eileen Sheehy reports.
The report's authors found that at various points throughout the pandemic, there were unclear lines of accountability when it came to government decision-making. The general lack of transparency, they found, ranged from who actually made key decisions to whether certain public health measures were legally enforceable. The report suggests the government de facto re-delegated sweeping new powers to NPHET. The report makes 16 recommendations to improve governance and also calls on the prison service to make public the measures adopted during the pandemic and for government to end direct provision without delay.
The Belarusian Olympic athlete Kristina Siminskaya has left Japan and is reported to be on her way to Austria rather than Poland as expected. It's reported that diplomats changed her flight because of security concerns. The athlete was granted a humanitarian visa by Poland after she claimed that Belarusian Olympic officials had attempted to force her on a plane home following critical comments she had made about management of the squad. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Mist will clear quickly. It'll be dry and bright in the east this morning. Showers in the west will slowly extend northeastwards and turn heavy at times in northern parts during the afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 17 to 21 degrees.